السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, all of our sisters listening over receivers, as I mentioned last night, that whenever this season comes, when people proceed towards Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba, then a mu'min's heart must be attracted towards those places. Even though they may not be able to make it physically, but spiritually they undertake a journey. Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, Hajj, it is not possible for everybody to go. But still, in our imagination, when we listen to the bayans of Hajj, or when we listen to the virtues of Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, then we make a trip. And it has been, I would call it customary for me, that whenever this season comes, then although we have many, many bayans on Hajj, and many bayans on Madina Sharif and its virtues, but to get some sawab, and to also become part of that journey, we discuss something about Makkah Sharif or Madina Sharif. Now in today's talk, I will just take you to Madina Sharif, inshallah. And then if Allah Ta'ala wills, in another bayan, we will do Makkah Sharif. We know that these days it has become very difficult to undertake this pilgrimage. There was a time when if you planned to go for Hajj, all you had to do is go to the airport with your passport and catch the flight and leave. And then your visas and all will be issued there in Jeddah. I really can't understand up till now that for 2,500 people going for Hajj, whole year they have to run some offices and have to do so much of advertising and so much of formalities, and then there's registration and accreditation and I don't know what kind of names are given. Then the person goes. People are traveling all the year round by the thousands, by the millions. But I can't understand that just to send 2,500 people for Hajj, 600-700 rand is required for each Haji. This is a very sad part. It's an indictment on our community that everything has become so commercialized, so commercialized. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have mercy upon us. There is nothing that is left now which is done with ikhlas and solely for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. We don't say a person must not recoup his costs if they are running such kind of offices, but I can't understand 2,500 people once a year to send them off. Does it require offices for the whole year operating and burden the Haji with so much of additional costs? But I do not wish to get involved in the politics. All I am trying to tell you is this, that there was a time when it was as simple as that. Of course, blaming the kingdom all the time. There's no doubt that the kingdom also, they say the king goes off to sleep at night. When he gets up in the morning, there's a new regulation. Because he had a dream. So there's so much of new regulations that we do not really know where we are. So Madina Sharif is something that attracts every person's heart. Sheher-e-mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahi, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. They say if you have to ask lover, that which is the most beloved city of yours, which is your hometown, then he will say that city in which my beloved resides. The lover will say, the city in which my beloved resides, that's the most beloved to me. If that is the case with people who are in illicit love relationships, or even the relationship may be not an illicit one, somebody's wife stays there, or his children stay there, whatever it is, but if you ask the lover, the person will always say, where my beloved is, that's the most beloved city to me. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. Then how can I describe to you the enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif? How I wish Madina Sharif was my place of residence. So there is Madina Sharif because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam resides in Madina Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose Madina Sharif for the hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned so much of virtues of that Mubarak city. Now we can't in 20 minutes discuss all the virtues. Whatever will come to mind, I will put it forward to you, even though I may have discussed it many times in Hajj Bayans, etc. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, Man zara qabri ba'da wafati faka'annama zarani fi hayati, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Now there may be some little bit of zaaf in some ahadith, but here we are not deducing any laws. And it is mentioned in the kitab. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates this. So he said that whosoever visits me after my passing away, whosoever comes and visits me after my passing away, visits my grave, then it is as if he has visited me during his lifetime. Now where can we get that kind of an opportunity to visit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as if it is in his lifetime? Because he responds to the salam of the person personally. Allah Ta'ala has given him that kind of ability. And I mentioned that at present, because of the technology that we have, it has become so easy and simple to understand all these things. Those days we would have said, how can he reply and respond to 1 million people at the same time? But now with our little computer chips, we have telephone calls coming from all over the world by the thousands, and they respond to it. So if Allah Ta'ala can give man that kind of technology, what is it difficult for him to make Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam respond to every person's salam? So imagine when a person is standing there at the Rauza Mubarak and he's saying, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. Or whatever the salam he's presenting. Now he's getting a response. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is replying to it personally. From our countries, if we have to read durood and salam, Allah Ta'ala has got angels, they convey it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That also I explained many times, that if you have 1 million people this side, or 10 million people this side and 10 million people that side, just with the press of 2 or 3 buttons, and within seconds this person will make from this side, As-salamu alaykum. And that uncle or that auntie or that sister or that person, that friend on that side will make wa alaykum as-salam. How long does it take? Our cell phone technology, how long does it take? So if we've got such kind of technology, why should we doubt these ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in these days, because of the fitnas, he made it easy for us to understand through this technology. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that, من جاءني زائرا لا يهمه إلا زيارتي كان حقا علي أن أكون له شفيعا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That the person who comes to visit me and he's got no other intention, nothing else, it doesn't mean that business is haram to deal with people of Madina Sharif, or to buy khajur from there or buy some other things from there and sell to them is haram. There's nothing like that. It's permissible. But I'm talking about the ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for no other purpose except going to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned these ahadith, and said Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi is to send a person, dispatch a person, is to give him, as we will say today, that he will give him all the ticket and whatever is required to travel there, and just to convey salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and come back. That's the kind of muhabbat that they had. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is mentioned, now this is has been mentioned by many people in different kitab that is found. And in any case, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that then this person, it becomes my responsibility that I intercede on behalf of this person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam takes upon the responsibility to intercede on behalf of this person who goes there for no other reason. Therefore, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he left Makkah Mukarrama, when he left from Makkah Sharif, Azlama minha kullu shay. Everything went dark. Everything as if went dark. The sun was still shining very, very brightly. The full moon was still there glowing with its radiant light. But the hearts felt the darkness, that it was as if everything went dark. Kaabatullah Sharif was still there too. But because there were idols in the Kaaba Sharif. So it had its noor and everything, but he says everything has went dark. وَلَمَّا دَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةِ And when he entered into Madina Sharif, أَضَاعَ مِنْهَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ Everything lit up, everything became so bright, that people with heart could experience the brightness of Madina Sharif. It was not a question of the sunshine that was giving the brightness, it was the brightness of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was nothing but brightness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose that place for his permanent residence. And it is consensus of opinion that that piece of ground on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's body was laid to rest, it is far more precious than even the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just that small piece of ground on which the mubarak body of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was placed, far more precious than even the arsh, the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So what kind of greatness he must have got. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua for Madina Sharif. Allah ta'ala must give double the barakat of what Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked for Makkah Sharif. He said, Ya Allah, give double the barakat here in Madina Sharif. Therefore people have got experience that it seems like the food never finishes there, the money doesn't finish there. Unless of course they go to the shopping malls where they get mauled. Then it's different. But if you just buy your necessities, your food and your requirements, there's so much of barakat, it just doesn't finish. But of course, as I said, if you go and buy gold, jewelry and other items of that kind, then if the money gets finished, we must blame ourselves. So the barakat is unreal again. So what is that barakat all about? It is the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Madina Sharif. Therefore, I say that we Muslims, when we are going there, when we Hajis go to Madina Sharif, we are unconcerned where we are residing and where we are living. Those very homes or those very flats in which we stay or those buildings, those hotels in which we stay, they were the very places in which the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to reside. The homes of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where else was they? That's where they all were, different places. Now in those hotel rooms, look at the fitnas of the time. No Haji sahab can accept a hotel room without television. And then thereafter, what would they watch there and what is happening there? Look at the kinds of pictures that are brought in there. Look at the newspapers, what kind. So we are unconcerned that these are the fitnas which take away all the noor of our heart. Nevertheless, one incident which I mentioned practically in every Hajj bayah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam by his Rosa Mubarak, Hazrat Muhammad ibn Ubaidullah Tabi, Rahmatullah Ali. He says, I was sitting there, a Tabi he was. He says, I was sitting there and one Bedouin came, ordinary Bedouin. Now look at those Bedouins also, what kind of understanding they had of the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This Bedouin came there and he said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed the verse in the Quran Sharif. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا The gist of which is that these people, if after having committed sins, after having done injustice upon their own souls, because when a person commits sins, he's not harming Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he's doing injustice upon his own soul. As Allah ta'ala says that if they had come to you And they made istighfar. They asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of their sins. That is the first thing. That first they must ask for forgiveness of their sins. And if it's the rights of people, then he has to fulfill those rights. It's not just making tawbah, istighfar, and shedding tears in Mina Arafat and say, finish everything, maaf. So if it's the rights of people to ask them for forgiveness or to pay back whatever is due, whether it's of inheritance or anything else. So Allah Ta'ala says that if they came and they made istighfar and tawbah, and the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also says to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that forgive these people. Astaghfara lahumur Rasul. لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They would have found Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala of forgiving, most merciful. So he said he recited this, and thereafter he recited some poetry. Now there's no time to go into any detail, but in that poetry, first of all he said that, O thou the most honored of those who were created in this world. Most honored. So honored that your burial in that ground gave that ground such kind of status and such kind of rank and such kind of position that it is even more greater than the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. I'll give you just an explanation. First he said that. And then he said, Nafsil fida'u li qabrin anta sakinuhu. Nafsil fida'u li qabrin anta sakinuhu. Fihi al-afafu wa fihi al-judu wal-karamu. Oh my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my beloved Prophet. May my life be sacrificed over that grave where you are resting. Because in there there's virtue. Fihil afaq wa fihil jood and great generosity. Wal karam and kindness. Ha, how those sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in must have laid Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to rest. Even in our times, if we have to lay somebody to rest, and he was a person with piety and taqwa of zuhd and qanaat, and of great ilm and knowledge, then we are not burying that person's body, we are burying him with all those sifat and qualities that he had. When we are buried, what do they bury? They bury our jealousy, our malice, our greed, our pride, our greed, our arrogance. Those sifat and those attributes which we have, they take us and bury us. There was Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest after Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the most generous, the most kind, the most compassionate, the most loving, the most caring. The one making the most amount of ibadat, the most amount of jihad, the most amount of tilawat, the most amount of anything that you can think of which is in the line of virtue Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had in him. And that is what they did, took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and placed him there. Of course, then we believe in hayatun Nabi of a kind, which Allah Ta'ala only knows what is the haqiqat. But because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, and it is the experience of so many people, therefore we believe in, and it is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. But the fact here is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is what they did. Fihi al-afaf wa fihi al-judu wal-karabu. Anta al-shafi'u alladhi turja shafa'atuhu. أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم. O Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, أنت الشفيع, you are that interceder, in whose intercession we have got great hope. Especially when we are going to cross the Pul Sirat. Jahannam will be beneath the Pul Sirat. And Jannat will be across. At that time, so many people will slip because of their sins and evil deeds and actions and go down into Jahannam. So you say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time, you are the one in whom we can hope for great amount of shafaat and intercession. Who else can we have hope for? Because Allah Ta'ala will give him that position of shafaat. وَصَاحِبَاكَ فَلَا أَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا مِنِّي السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ مَا جَرَى الْقَلَمُ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these two companions of yours, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an and Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an. Ha! Look at Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an. He sets out with a sword to go and assassinate Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses him with hidayat and guidance after he listens to the ayat of the Quran Sharif recited by his sister. He beats her up first, and after that when she recites, then he accepts Islam. And where does he go and rest? In the Rose of Mubarak. What did he set out to do? Assassinate. Therefore I always say, never ever say that this person will never change. We do not know what our condition will be. We must worry about ourselves. What kind of people they changed? People who were drug addicts, people who were drinkers, gamblers, adultery, fornication and all kinds of haram, they became waliullahs. And there were so many people who were in the first saf of the masjid and five time namaz and outward appearance also of the pious, but secret sins, and that is the major cause of it, secret sins, from which they don't make tawbah. They think nobody is watching. Jo karta hai to chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. When you hide and commit sins, remember somebody is watching you from above. So he read this poetry there. He says, these two friends of yours, these two companions of yours, I can never forget them. From my side, salam be upon you, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma jaral qalamu, until the qalams and the pens go on writing and writing and writing. That means qiyamah day, till then it will keep writing. So salam from my side upon you. Now this is just a sample of Madina Sharif. There's such a, so many things that can be said. And there's an enjoyment in it. When you talk about Madina Sharif, honestly I tell you, there's such enjoyment. I can go on and on and on. And of course, Makkah Sharif has got its speciality, that is the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the greatness of that house, and the virtues of that house, and the virtues of tawaf and everything else is a different chapter altogether. So therefore, those people who are going, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take them safely, make it maqbool, mabroor, their tawaf, their hajj, their ziyarat, their ibadat, their du'as, and the main thing is that Allah ta'ala must give each and every one of them the tawfiq to appreciate that opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given and to return from there better than what they have left from here. Let us not be like those people that go from here and when they come back they're worse than what they went. Even the staff and the laborers and employees and the wife and the children and everybody say, Toba mere Allah, Toba, what this person went and did. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of the ummah around the globe and of mankind around the globe. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.